producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we hang out with the true insiders from D.C., from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham was there when history was made, not so much in politics, but in the world of baseball. Oh, my goodness, 6 hours, 23 minutes, and the Nationals lost the game on Saturday. But, Justin, you were there. What was that like?
It was an incredible experience. You know, it was heartbreaking. I'm a Nationals fan. I've grew up in San Francisco. I was a Giants guy, but I've lived here for 6 years and have really embraced the team. But it was just, that was sort of the silver lining of the night to know that you were there for baseball history, for something that's being billed time-wise as the, longest, playoff game in terms of time. And actually, I was also at the, no-hitter that Jordan Zimmermann pitched the week prior. So for a good chunk of time, it looked like we were going to really witness some real, positive history in the sense that this is going to be a back-to-back performance from the pitcher that featured a no-hitter the previous week, then a playoff shutdown. But alas, that did not come to be.
Yeah. Hey, but they didn't get swept because the Nationals won on Monday, so that's big for your team.
Yes, they did. My little slice of D.C. was certainly out celebrating tonight, and it's really just kind of a beautiful picture of a community. On the way back home, I high-fived a 75-year-old, black man walking home who was wearing a National sweatshirt. And it was just a beautiful kind of a cross-generational moment for D.C.
Cool. All right. So one thing that's not a beautiful moment for the administration is Joe Biden, all the gaffes he's had over the years. I think Obama just fluffs it off. But the latest spin that's coming out of the White House is the damage control they're having to do over what Biden had to say that's upset a few people. Last week, he made a couple of comments where he had to apologize to the United Arab Emirates, for example. And like I said, the fallout sort of continues over Biden's comments. Are they talking about that in D.C.?
They certainly are. And, typically in D.C., we just sort of joke off when Biden makes, a flub like this. But this one really probably came at the worst time and has a lot, deeper implications. Essentially suggesting that, the United Arab Emirates and Turkey helped contribute to the rise of ISIS is sort of the exact wrong thing to say at this period of time when we are relying both on the United Arab Emirates as well as Turkey to ensure that we can carry out a military plan to defeat ISIS. So this one, a lot of times it's sort of just an old, Uncle Joe moment, but this one, nobody's really laughing about.
Yeah, so we just have to wait and calm the waters, I guess, is the best that they can do at this point. Not calming the waters, or they're trying to, but I think that the conversation is huge across the land. I mean, it's a buzz in the backyard, is what's going on with Ebola. And one of the things we heard over the weekend, Justin, and I know you've heard this too, is they're talking about what to do at airports with connecting flights because of Thomas Duncan, the patient who's laying in the hospital in critical condition in Dallas because he had connecting flights through Washington, D.C., in coming back from Liberia and visiting relatives in Texas. So what's the latest on that? I know there's a lot of people pushing for that to happen or even to stop the flights temporarily from West Africa.
Become a partisan issue in recent days. We've now seen a lot of Republicans kind of piling on this idea that we should, stop allowing people who are flying into, flying into the U.S. from Western Africa to, come into the country. This has been echoed by Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, who's, perennial presidential contender in a lot of people's eyes, as well as Rick Perry, who's viewed as, probably running in 2016 as well. But the administration, does not seem to be very keen on this idea. There's a lot of people who sort of view this idea as taking a hatchet to a situation where you need a scalpel. But nevertheless, you have this sort of specter of Ebola, which, I don't have to tell you as somebody who's seen a lot of the situation in Dallas firsthand. is certainly terrifying quite a few people across the country.
No kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
In the meantime, an interesting story breaks, and a lot of people are talking about this. How many Americans have left the United States to join up and fight for the Islamic State? We've heard the number being thrown around somewhere in the neighborhood of 100. Well, this happened at O'Hare International Airport. Mohammed Hamza Khan, just 19 years old, wrote that he was leaving the United States on the way to join ISIS. And what happened is they were able to stop him, apparently, at the airport. How about that? A round-trip ticket was purchased for Khan from Chicago to Istanbul, but he never made his destination because once he crossed security at the airport, the feds were there. They stopped him, got a search warrant at his house. They had documents there they found that showed his support for ISIS and jihadists. All that kind of stuff was recovered. And among the things that they found, score one for the good guys, it included drawings of a black ISIS flag, a notebook with a sketch of an ISIS fighter, words in Arabic that said, come to jihad. And so now he's charged with one count of attempting to provide material support anyway to a foreign terrorist group. He was taken into custody, made his first court appearance on Monday. The charge that I just said faces the maximum penalty of 15 years and something like a $250,000 fine. And his parents, of course, everybody was mobbing them, the newspaper reporters, people that cover the beat court systems and terrorism in Chicago. And they really didn't have much to say. They just let him from the courtroom. The marshals did. His father kind of put his arm around him. He was crying hysterically. And his mother tried to calm him down as well. But how about this? Details about the whole plane ticket thing, that's what I want to see, too. The round-trip ticket, who bought the ticket, who was he planning to meet when he was in Turkey, because that was where his destination was initially, Turkey. And again, this was a round-trip ticket, so he was intending to come back. So what, I don't know, go and get some good time jihad drilled into him and then come back to Chicago. Very, very a wild story. The fact that they were able to get enough information, figure it out, and stop him, I think, is significant because I would want to see what other details they could possibly come up with, what else they could possibly find. And, you know, the search also turned up a letter where he wrote that there was an obligation to what he called migrate to Islamic State-controlled territory, and that he wanted to be there and that he was going to be part of this whole thing. And during questioning at the airport, he waived his Miranda rights. He told the FBI that a person he met online had given him the phone number of a person to call once he arrived in Istanbul. The person was supposed to take him to ISIS territory. And Khan told them that he was planning on being in some type of public service or providing humanitarian work or a combat role, some such thing like that. How about that? And certainly this isn't the first time that we've stopped Americans accused of supporting ISIS, but this is a pretty big stop, I would say. Stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Well, party and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got the hold on you.
Not just another Monday here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're hanging well. Coming up at the tail end of the show, of this hour anyway, it's all about the numbers, and we can count. And boy, are there numbers. The numbers are swelling when it comes to Ebola. We certainly know that in West Africa. But now here we go again with Ebola in Spain. And what is so troublesome, it's these workers. So in the first known outbreak of Ebola outside of West Africa, you got a Spanish nurse in Madrid who treated a missionary for a disease at a Madrid hospital, testing positive for Ebola. Part of the medical team that cared for a priest who died at the end of September in the hospital, designated for treating Ebola patients after he was flown from Sierra Leone. He was a medical director of a hospital there. So now you think, okay, this is one of my beefs anyway with the whole Ebola thing. You have people who are medically trained, wearing gloves, masks, the whole thing, and they're getting Ebola. Oh, don't worry. We know some of the things to do to help and fight off the Ebola virus. This isn't West Africa. How many times did I hear that today? Well, we're not talking about West Africa, for goodness sake. No, we're talking about screw-ups in Dallas. We're talking about missing things in Spain. I mean, the nurse contracted the virus, they think so, from the priest. She was also the member of a team who treated another Spanish priest who died from Ebola. So what happens when the two people you're treating are riddled with a bad case of Ebola because they don't make it through, and now you have Ebola? More than 370 health workers in West Africa have been infected in this outbreak. We have Americans there. Doctors who are helping to treat teaching other medical teams there what to do, building clinics. We just saw that an NBC freelance cameraman who was with Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who was doing reports from there, he's back in Nebraska being treated. He has Ebola. He's isolated. So I think that whole variable thing that I was on to a couple of weeks ago is just so true. We don't know. It seems like you turn one corner, something can happen. Maybe this works. Maybe there's an experimental treatment. You go in another direction, and we're not really quite sure. We smash against the wall. But we know that healthcare workers are getting Ebola. That's troublesome. Doctors and nurses treating patients in wards that are overflowing with people with Ebola. So do they have proper protection? Probably not. So even under ideal conditions, they say that treating Ebola patients is definitely risky. Always carries a risk. Always carries a risk. The latest outbreak, you know, we're nearing almost 3,600 people. 3,600 people. So now you got a Spanish nurse. We have Thomas Duncan in the United States. I think you can't just brush this off as, yeah, Ebola. Yeah, scary. Boy, it's scary for those people. But I'm not too worried. We have to be worried because it's the whole monitoring thing. And describe what monitoring is. Low monitoring, high monitoring. If it wasn't such a big deal, why were they frantic to find the homeless guy who apparently came across Thomas Duncan? Why are they so frantic to find him if it wasn't that big of a deal because they feel like they needed to monitor him? Realizing, who knows who he comes in contact with. In the case, by the way, to finish it up with the nurse, of course she's going to get the best care they can give her. It's in Spain. It's in Madrid. They have special equipment to handle deadly viruses. And to reemphasize this, because I've gotten many emails about Ebola, it does only, emphasis on the word only, spread through direct contact with bodily fluids of an infected person showing symptoms. So if people that are handling a lot of Ebola patients, how are they getting the bodily fluids? Think about it. Saliva, things under nails, hands, who knows. Bottom line is that it's pretty scary. By the way, the priest who was flown back to Spain from Liberia, he died even though he was treated with the experimental Ebola medicine ZMAP, which some believed was helpful in the Dr. Brantley, Nancy Wright Bowl situation, the two Americans who came back to the United States. But he died. So, you know, go figure. I mean, this is why it's experimental. But I think it's pretty scary. I mean, it's pretty scary that we've got an expanded outbreak and we hear about things that are being done. It's like the clamp down on the hysteria. I mean, I get it. But you got a teenager quarantined in Miami. I mentioned the NBC journalist at the Nebraska hospital. You have experimental drugs. You have Governor Rick Perry in Texas calling for checkpoints at the border because of Ebola, you know, besides what's happening at the border, but mostly focusing on having some sort of a checkpoint because of what could come across the border, quarantines at the border to avoid an outbreak. Governor Perry says the feds need to start enhanced screening and quarantines at the borders. There's only so much a state can do. And we, of course, in Texas, have the first patient diagnosed with the disease that we've been talking about, Thomas Duncan, inside the United States. But he flew into the United States last month from Liberia. After that diagnosis at a Dallas hospital, he's in isolation, and he is, as of a check, the moment before I stepped on the air, still in critical condition. Now, they are treating him with an experimental antiviral drug that, by the way, was originally developed, you'll find this interesting, to treat life-threatening viruses, including smallpox. So, you know, an antiviral drug, you might as well use it, try it. If really it's a struggle and you don't know if he's going to pull through or not. But you got to minimize some of these dangers of Ebola. I don't understand why we just don't shut down the whole travel corridor between West Africa and the United States like they've done with British Airways and others. It only makes sense to me. But, okay, if we're not going to do that and we're talking about screenings, maybe this is what has to happen coming back into the country. I mean, it would create a massive backup, there is no doubt, because there are so many airports of planes coming in, Miami, JFK. There's direct flights now to many places outside the United States borders, from Chicago, from Dallas, from California. Think about it. I mean, you'd really be talking about a lot of airports. And then if you were worried about the connecting flights, which makes sense, then you'd have to figure that matrix out. But figure it out. And how would you staff it is the other thing. How many people could you get to staff it who know what they're looking for, who know how to screen it for this, for Ebola, who can take the kind of steps you would need to take? I mean, we're talking about taking people's temperature, I suppose, is the main thing that would have to happen. You'd have to have quarantine stations set up where people are entering the country and screen them that way to prevent any kind of a virus from entering the United States, you would hope. But now here's the thing with Thomas Duncan. He did have his temperature taken in Liberia three different times. It hadn't developed yet. And then once he was in the United States, it just took a few days and then that was it. So it hadn't fully enveloped inside his body. That wouldn't have stopped it there. But maybe there are some people that you would be able to catch with the screening before they entered in, before somebody else comes through that is in that process of it exploding and they already have it full bore. And you got these troops that we're going to deploy to West Africa. So let me ask you this. How safe do you think they are based on the stuff that we're saying? How easy it seems to be if you're near Ebola a lot. You have a U.S. general heading up the group going to Liberia to help fight Ebola, to try to clamp down on the outbreak and to work on the procedures and all that kind of stuff. This happens in 2 weeks. 700 troops are going. So now they're in that pre-deployment mode. They're training to get ready for what they're going to see in Liberia. Will they come in contact with the Ebola patients? I mean, if you talk to the military, they'll tell you, not so much. They're going to be turning centers over and that kind of thing, and they'll have to take all kinds of measures, that's for sure. Man, oh man. Maybe easier to spread than one would think. Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next on America Tonight with Recon Counts. But speaking of numbers for a second, nail the score this week. Denver beats Arizona 41-20. A lot of people picked the Broncos. That's not necessarily a surprise. But nobody had the score of 41-20. And like Dale in Illinois said, 27-21. Tomas had, and he had the Cardinals. Tomas had the Broncos 27-17. Jack had Denver 21-14. Haley had Denver 31-20. So, boy, 10 more points. That would have made a big difference there. And nobody else who sent a guess in was even close to it. Remember, we do nail the score Wednesday into Thursday show in our second hour, tail end of our second hour, because you got to jam on it quick, boom, just in that segment. And you can send us an email or you can call us once the game is chosen. You don't have to know anything about sports. You're picking a side and telling us a score. I mean, really, anyone could have said, okay, Denver, 41-20. So nobody said that. Also, flipping this in here, since we cover so much out of D.C., and you heard Justin Duckham, if you were with us at the top of the show, We were talking about Joe Biden, some other things. We kicked it off by him saying he was at that crazy game on Saturday, 6 hours and 23 minutes. The Nationals come back and beat the Giants. 4-1 was the final score in that game. So they live for another day, and they could rally back in this. They pulled one out, and sometimes when that happens, you know, hey, you're a step closer, and maybe you switch a little bit of the momentum. I mean, who knows? I'd love to see the Nationals. This is just my editorial comment. I'd love to see the Nationals get in there because it'd be fresh blood for sure. No offense to all the people listening to us in San Francisco, but you've had your moments. Give somebody else a chance. And the Dodgers lose to St. Louis 3-1, so the Cardinals upend them 3-1, and they have a 2-1 edge. Clayton Kershaw, the $100 million pitcher, who is the ace of the Dodgers staff, although he lost his first game out in this series, is going to come back on just a handful of days rest, on 3 days rest, to pitch in that next game. You got to put your best guy on the mound, so the Dodgers are doing that. We'll see if they can rally back. In the meantime, speaking of rallying, we have some other odds and ends that we're going to hit on, including, you know, the latest craziness of ISIS and a few other things, including Paul Revere. Remember Paul Revere? They took the whole, I'm a terrible singer, Indian Nation. I remember hearing that song over and over again. There's a 70s station not too far from me in Dallas. They play 70s music over and over, and it was like a day of Paul Revere and the Raiders because Paul Revere died. So I guess they were honoring him by playing that song in a loop. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hey, baby, I'll get you a water bucket for Christmas. You can carry the tuna around in it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything for you, babe. Okay. On this Ebola thing, I think we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of our soldiers come down with it because I don't buy this stuff that it's just bodily fluids. I think any kind of contact, your feet shuffling across the floor, brushing into a bench that might be there that you may have brushed against with your clothing, this stuff is totally deadly, and we're going to have hundreds of people. And Obama does not want to close the flights because the man is a Muslim and he wants to get us. He wants us dead. I'm sorry.
He will not give up on that mantra. But I agree he won't. Listen, wait, I'm going to tell you. I agree he won't close it, and I think it's wrong. We need to close it.
Oh,
absolutely.
It'll close eventually because if this keeps on, there's going to be people making a march on Washington to hang him from a tall oak tree. I mean, we've already got our kids being killed because of this virus that he brought in with all these 60,000 immigrants coming across, illegal immigrants coming across our border, and you and me, the taxpayer, paying their welfare and supporting them, and they're sending them to special schools that cannot speak English, so they're having bilingual people go in there and be their teachers to teach them basic English, and this is all on our dime. It's all our money that's going down the tubes, and you and me, I don't care who we are paying for it. Okay?
No, you're right about that. Absolutely. The schools are overwhelmed.
One more little item here. I heard tonight on Roger Hedgecock that there's a set of 18 schools in Ohio. These are run by the Turkish nation. The Turks own them. Turks, American-type Turks that are here, own them. Mm-hmm. They are importing Turkish teachers for Muslim kids. And the one thing they're teaching them is the solid way to support the Quran and jihad. And the number one jihadist that was part of the Anti-Defamation League there in Boston, his kid was the one that was putting on the videos for the beheadings and putting them out. And we got a contract out on him. As soon as we put a bounty out on him, he left the country. Come to find out, he's now involved in the jihad over there as well. He was the head of the Muslim people there in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good information, Dan. Yeah, I heard that earlier in the day, too. Thanks for the call. Roger has been reporting on those schools, and that is scary. That's wrong. The reason what he's trying to highlight is not you know, if it was one thing, if it's special schools to learn certain things and there's lots of private schools, but you're right, some of what was in that curriculum is frightening, and it was the Sharia law, jihadism, that kind of stuff, and certainly that shouldn't be tolerated. What would we, for goodness sake, why would we have that? Why would we stoke those fires here in our own country? That makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, my take on the whole airline thing is they keep, now they're saying, and they have been, they sort of came out over the weekend that, yeah, they might step up this whole screening thing when you come into the United States to check for Ebola, but they haven't done it yet, and they are trying to frantically figure out how they're going to do it because they don't know how to get all these workers. I mean, you have to have people that are, again, it's taking the temperatures and figuring all that out and what's the sliding scale on that. But as I mentioned, here's the problem. If it's a temperature thing, just like they were doing in West Africa, if you don't show the signs then you'll, of course, come in. And if you are carrying that and it explodes inside you, basically, that's how I'll describe it. Well, we missed you at the screening point because it wasn't fully developed, just like Thomas Duncan, which is what happened to him. And I also agree that the idea of, well, you can just get it through contact, with bodily fluids. I think there's more to it than that, because what about the bodily fluids? To Dan's point of, well, if you're shuffling along in your feet, and something's on that's true. I mean, if there was something there, because think of bodily fluids, sweat, things that happen, you touch something. I mean, why? Because if it was harder to get, why would these people who have extreme brushes in treating Ebola people come down with it, develop it? Why would that cameraman, the NBC freelancer, why would he have gotten it? And the answer is he wouldn't if it was a much more difficult thing to have happened to you. So I believe that when you're talking about bodily fluids, it's a lot easier to not be thorough with that and for some of that to slip through the system, thinking of touching something, missing something, anything. I mean, for goodness sake, it doesn't have to be 1,000 degrees for your hands to sweat, but in West Africa, it would be much easier for things like that to happen, for your pores to be wide open and to drip a bunch of sweat and have it on a towel or have it on a sheet or have it on something that somebody doesn't see, and which is how easy that can be transferred, without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. All right, I said I would throw in a couple of quick odds and ends, so I don't want to skedaddle from this segment without doing that. One, here's a follow-up for you, Michael Phelps. I actually got a few emails on that. What's going on with him and his DUI? And he's had problems before. He's been suspended by USA Swimming for 6 months. Remember, he wants to get back in the pool and represent again. He wants to go for it again for the 2015 World Championships, but he's going to miss the World Championships. He was hoping that he would be, back and be able to vie for a spot on the team. But this is a big deal. We'll see. He was charged last week, if you don't know the story, with driving under the influence of alcohol. The big thing, and the reason they nailed him, it always has to do with the way you're driving, right? He was flying down the road. He was going back and forth on the double lines, and he was on 95, one of the most dangerous roads. Take it from someone who grew up around 95. He was doing that on 95 in Baltimore. So he was arrested last Tuesday. You know, they did the mugshot and the whole deal, and then this is what happened. He's now been suspended, and this has happened before, but it's been a long time. It was back in 2004, the last time that he was nailed for that. So he has tweeted a few things out, and he said, "Swimming is a major part of my life, but right now I need to focus my attention on me as an individual." He's trying to keep up with people that way and saying he made a mistake and apologizing for the mistake, and he was going to take time away to attend a program to give him the help that he needs to understand himself. But here's the thing. Will he be back in a pool to represent the U.S. in the next Olympics? He doesn't have a lot of time. We're doing numbers around the corner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Topping this edition of We Can Count. And boy, do we have a lot of numbers. It is always about the numbers, isn't it? Well, this one is an interesting one. How about being stun-gunned three times? That's what the police had to do with the Miami Dolphins lineman when he was confronted. So the Dolphins have suspended Derek Shelby. Police arrested him after using that stun gun. Like I said, three is the big number, three times. Shelby is in his third season with the team. He was at a dance club on Saturday when the guards told police he was creating an incredible disturbance. He was touching a bunch of women without their permission. He was shaking it, I guess, all over the floor. And they tried to stop him several times, and they couldn't stop him. So the police went after him. They removed him from the security, removed him from the club, and they tried to stop him. They tried to get him away from the club entrance, all this other kind of stuff. And then that's when the stun guns came out. He was very ripped, intoxicated, in other words. And they said they couldn't bring him down. He's a pretty big-sized guy, and He was charged with resisting without violence and trespass after warning, both misdemeanors. He was released. The mugshot came out, and he had pretty much some obvious injuries to his lip and his left cheek. It was an ugly mugshot. He looks trashed. So picture a big trashed lineman, and his lip is swollen and bloody, and his eyes look like little slits because he probably needed to lay down. So he made a few mistakes, and he's paying the price right now for that. But it was the fact that they had to get him three times. I mean, they couldn't do it just once. It was three times with the stun gun. Wow. How about this? There's a lot of reports about robots, and how they're going to be used in the future. And I saw this earlier in the day, and I think a lot of people are picking up on it. But the Navy is getting ready to release something new in what they call advanced ship protection. And it's called the Control Architecture for Robotic Agent Command and Sensing. There's got to be a better acronym for that one. Than saying the whole long thing out. And anyway, it's a software kit that they can use with a small fleet, some of the smaller boats. And what it is some unmanned boats that can cruise, and they're testing this in the James River in Virginia to set up a protective screen on a Navy research ship. So when they see a threatening boat is coming of whatever type, and when it's detected, five boats break off to confront it, and they basically call it sort of robot boats, is the best way to describe it, like guard dogs, and they swim around a warship, detect the threats before they come within striking range, and kind of like, I guess the best way to describe it is like dogs, the robot boats actually have their own minds with the software. They figure out the best route for the boat to confront a threatening boat that is coming toward them. And they might even be these drone boats. This is so, in one way, I think it's very cool. I'm thinking of the pirates and the problems off the Somali coast. But the drone boats could be armed to fire on the threat, the adversaries, whatever. But the fire control would come from a sailor on a warship that's not too far away. And the boats have been used, they've already been demonstrating them, using them, and they're carrying them on Navy warships right now. And they say any boat can be fitted with this kit that allows them to operate autonomously, and then together they swarm on any threat. Seems very sort of James Bondish to me. But, I mean, we have drones, so why wouldn't we have that? I mean, why wouldn't we have these boats have the ability to do that? For our ships, they say they give the example. The Navy gives the example that the unmanned boats could have prevented attacks like the one that killed 17 sailors on the USS Cole. So, you know what? I'm going to say I'm all for it. Think of some of the things that are pretty threatening out there in the waters where the Navy ships are, and if they can foil a problem with a robot ahead of time. And help the guys on the bigger ship, I say, absolutely. Why not? Why wouldn't we, why wouldn't we do that? You might not have heard this, but if you haven't heard it, let me enlighten you about Joe Biden's gaffe. Oh, the VP. Yep, he apologized to the United Arab Emirates and Turkey for comments he made last week that the Middle Eastern allies are partly to blame for the strengthening of ISIS. So once that left his lips, you sort of knew there was going to be problems, I suppose. He was at Harvard. He was at the JFK School of Government when he was talking about Turkey and the UAE and some other Middle Eastern countries and the threat posed by the Islamic State. And what he told the students, he said they poured hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad. Except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and the extremist elements of jihadis coming from other parts of the world. And he says, we couldn't convince our colleagues to stop supplying them. And he said that Turkey's president told him, "You were right. We let too many people through. Now they are trying to seal the border." So bottom line is that was immediately made news. Somebody leaked it to the media from Harvard, and it exploded. And then by the time it reached the ears that heard it in the Middle East, he was already apologizing and saying that, mea culpa. He didn't mean it that way. Apologized for the statements because almost the second he left the school, the United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying they were astonished at the VP's remarks and saying they were far from the truth, especially with relation to the role in confronting extremism and terrorism, and its clear and advanced position in recognizing the dangers, including the dangers of financing terrorism and terrorist groups. Yeah. The phone rang, and it wasn't 3 a.m. Give me a break. I mean, the best thing about this whole coalition is we were saying they got to confront now the terrorism because it's right there in their face. So, absolutely. So how many phone calls? How many apologies? 3 apologies. And that's what happens. I mean, now that we're in this coalition, you have to reel, or he had to reel those kind of remarks in, because you don't want to do anything to upset the apple cart, especially when you have Arab nations involved. Finally, because that's what I was saying was such a big deal. I mean, so was everybody else. Such a big deal that they were recognizing it for sure. All right, in the meantime, this is interesting. J.P. Morgan, we told you about the story, 76 million customers hacked. That's a big, giant number, the biggest one I've told you about so far. They said that cyber criminals gathered information on about 80 million account holders as part of a massive bank hack this summer. Very worrisome, and that they were going to put systems in place. That's the newbie thing of this, saying that they were, doing everything they could to have somebody figure out and trace how they got these small businesses' names and addresses and phone numbers and email addresses and internal J.P. Morgan information relating to them and all that sort of stuff. The bank said that the hackers didn't get any account information or account numbers. They wanted to make sure, and they just released that, including dates of birth, social security numbers, anything to that effect, which, thank goodness, that would have made it that much worse. But they did say they're going to deploy about 1,000 people, and now they have budgeted, they made this official, $250 million annually. They might even up that for cybersecurity. That's it for We Can Count.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.